You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to move away from the local sports, talk some NFL football. Tonight, Week 13 gets underway. The Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings, that's a very important game as far as the playoffs go. We'll talk about that and also some of the other stories circulating around the NFL with our Drive Time Sports NFL insider, Brian Mejia, who's based out of Los Angeles, and he's joining us now over the phone. Brian, it's been a couple of weeks, but it's great to get you back on the show. Thank you.
It's always great to talk football with you, buddy. And yeah, it has been a couple of weeks. A lot of stuff has happened in the NFL since the last time we talked.
Definitely has. We'll start by talking about the big story today. The Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, is going to have back surgery, more than likely done for the season. At least 2 months he's expected to miss. This was first reported by ESPN and Adam Schefter earlier today. The ramifications of this for the New England Patriots. Talk about it.
Well, obviously, he's the key weapon on that offense. I mean, aside from Tom Brady, he's the most important person on that football team on the offensive side. And, you know, him being out really opens up the door in the AFC, in my opinion, for teams like the Oakland Raiders, who maybe could have been one of the top two teams in the AFC, in my opinion. And obviously, I think with this one, if they could get home field advantage, then, you know, you could probably even say things like the Raiders could be the representative in the AFC of the Super Bowl, or maybe even a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I think that's the ramifications of this injury for the New England Patriots. I think it's huge. I think they could be a team that I mean, obviously, if you have to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I still think they're good for an AFC championship game trip. But I think losing Rob Gronkowski is just a big, big, big step in the wrong direction for the Patriots at this point in time.
I agree. I definitely agree. And really, as much as I love Gronk, I thought in the offseason the signing of Martellus Bennett was just absolutely phenomenal. I thought that was going to pay dividends. Although, as of late, I haven't been as impressed with Bennett. And I'm wondering, you know, he had one really big game while Gronk was out at the beginning of the season. And now I'm wondering, with Gronk being done for good, if that means that Martellus Bennett steps up and we start to see an increase in his production as well. Because so far this season, he's got 540 yards. He's got 42 catches. He's been targeted 54 times. He's got 4 touchdowns. His numbers are on par with Gronk. I just expected Bennett to have a better year than what he's having, Brian.
You know, a lot of his stats came in that Week 5 victory over the Cleveland Browns. I think he had probably his best game as a pro that day with Brady when he came back. And, you know, obviously Martellus is one of the best tight ends in the league as well. I think he's very underrated in that sense. But, like, at the end of the day, he's not Rob Gronkowski. And that's going to pay, you know, that's going to be a huge loss for the Patriots down the road. I think Rob Gronkowski, whenever Tom Brady needed that ultimate catch, that catch that's going to, you know, decide a ball game or keep him in a ball game or, you know, in that crucial moment of the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game, he always looked for Rob Gronkowski. And now that he's not going to be there, obviously they still have Julian Edelman and, like you said, Martellus Bennett, Danny Amendola, LeGarrette Blount. Obviously, Bill Belichick's still a coach and Tom Brady's still the quarterback, but losing Rob Gronkowski, that's just a huge loss for the Pats.
I want to get your thoughts on this. There's been a lot of legacy talk regarding tight ends in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski, in your mind, is he the greatest tight end of all time?
You know, it's too early to say that, in my opinion. And, you know, I think he's been, I mean, well, when he's on the field, obviously he's one of the best tight ends ever. But, you know, he does get injured a lot. He's a big guy. You know, he gets, obviously he has, he's going to get up there in touchdowns because Brady's throwing on the ball, obviously. But, you know, when I think of a tight end, there's two guys that I've looked at for the past 10, 15 years, and two guys that you know, really, to me, put the position where it's supposed to be. That's Antonio Gates for the Chargers and Tony Gonzalez, who played for the Chiefs and the Falcons, obviously. I think those two guys are the standard at tight end. I think Gronkowski is on that level, obviously, but I would want to see him do it for the next he's 27 years old, so I would say at least another 5-6 years of high-level play before I can say he's the best tight end that ever lived.
Yeah, I can think of all kinds of guys. I mean, first off, you mentioned Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates. We didn't mention Shannon Sharp. We didn't mention the likes of John Mackey. We didn't mention Dave Casper. I think a lot of this is a what have you done for me lately type deal. There were a lot of great tight ends, and I'm not willing to say the Gronk is the greatest of all time because this guy's only completed a full NFL season one time since he came into the league. I'm sorry, but longevity and health is part of it's part of being one of the greatest at your position.
Oh, that's totally. I mean, I think that's the key to everything. You know, your best ability is availability, and you know, obviously, when Gronk's available, he's the top tight end in the NFL. But obviously, he's been out a lot as well.
Let's talk about the game tonight. This is a big one for the Minnesota Vikings. They have struggled as of late. They play host to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are 10-1. If you weren't a believer of the Dallas Cowboys, you have to be now. When they were 8-1 or 7-1, I said, okay, they haven't played the best of defenses so far this season. But they have a couple of tests coming up. They passed those tests with flying colors.
Yeah, there's only one worry that I have about the Cowboys, Jordan, I'll tell you. They haven't gone through any adversity in terms of, you know, I mean, I think Dak is obviously the rookie of the year. He's in the top three for MVP, obviously. They haven't gone through any tough adversity, but then again, a team that good probably won't. And, you know, they could ride this wave until up to the Super Bowl and maybe face some adversity in the Super Bowl and, you know, knock it down. But they haven't faced any adversity. And another thing, the pass rush just isn't there for the Cowboys. And the defense, I think, is a little suspect as well. But obviously, when you have a great offensive line, when you have a quarterback that's in the MVP discussion like Dak Prescott and a running back that's in the MVP discussion like Ezekiel Elliott, you can win 10 out of 11 football games and be the best team in the NFC and maybe even the best team in the NFL. So, you know, all teams in the NFL have flaws, and let's not discount that. A lot of teams are great offensively and terrible defensively or subpar defensively, but a lot of teams are good defensively like Minnesota, and not so good offensively. But, you know, I think Dallas has the formula to take this all the way to the Super Bowl and play in the Super Bowl this year, especially since the NFC looked like it's not as strong as it was last year. And this game tonight, I know Mike Zimmer isn't going to coach for the Vikings, and I think that's a huge loss because he's one of the best five defensive coaches in the NFL. And a lot of people were very interested to see how he was going to attack this Dallas running game tonight, and it doesn't seem like he's going to be on the sideline because of his retinal detachment, and I know a thing or two about that, so I hope he's doing well, and I hope he recovers quickly.
I'm sold on the Cowboys. I'm sold. I'm not sold on the idea of the Cowboys winning tonight, though, Brian. I mean, this is a very good defense in Minnesota. They're second in the NFL in points allowed per game. This is a true test for a guy like Dak Prescott, a true test for someone like Ezekiel Elliott. Again, we're talking about two rookies. Would not surprise me one bit if Dallas lost tonight on the road. Not one bit.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're 0-4 since 1995, I think, in Minnesota. They haven't won in Minnesota. So it's a bit challenging for the franchise itself, not just this current team, to go up there and play. But I wouldn't discount them from winning. You know, I didn't think they'd beat Pittsburgh, and they played probably the best game of the year that day. So I don't. I mean, it's not a short week because they played on Thursday last week. But I think the Cowboys are going to give everything they got against the Minnesota Vikings tonight. And obviously, I think the Vikings are going to have some motivation because their coaches. Obviously, he's having eye surgery, so I feel like this is going to be a really good game tonight, and I think Thursday Night Football is going to be really good.
Before we move away from the Cowboys, I want to get your perspective on this as well. One owner in the NFL that I have continued to stick up for since the beginning of this show, we go all the way back to 2010 when this show first started, is Jerry Jones. I love Jerry Jones, the businessman. I believe that if you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you have to love Jerry Jones because he always wants your team to win. Now, there's two kinds of people that follow the NFL, Cowboy fans and everyone else. Everyone else hates Jerry Jones. He's referred to as an idiot on a regular basis. Brian, for all the talk of him no longer being a prominent owner and needing to relinquish some of his power within the organization, this is his team. He built this team that's 10-1. So cut the Jerry Jones is an idiot talk. It's over with now, right?
Of course. I mean, when he's the most influential owner and probably of all of sports in the strongest league in America, in the NFL. When he says something, it happens. And you know, when he talks, everybody listens. So He has the strongest brand in America. He has the strongest brand, maybe one of the top three strongest brands across the world, along with Barcelona and Real Madrid. And I feel like when he talks, everybody's going to listen. So Jerry Jones is the best, is the most influential owner in the NFL. And I wouldn't see how anybody could call him an idiot or anything like that, because I feel when he talks, everybody listens.
It's a lot of people don't like the Cowboys. It's that simple. But I just want to let all those people know. Right. Jerry Jones is a fantastic owner. Let's move on. We'll talk about Jay Cutler here for a second. Jay Cutler is done for the season. He's got to undergo surgery to repair a torn right labrum. He's placed on the IR. John Fox made that announcement today. Is that the last that we have seen from Jay Cutler in a Bears uniform?
Yes, that's it with Jay Cutler in Chicago. I thought when the Dolphins started 1-4, he would probably go to Miami and play with Adam Gase. But I feel like he's probably going to be looking for a new home, and you know, maybe the Jets can entertain him if they don't trade for Tony Romo. Could be several destinations for Jay Cutler in the offseason.
Is he a starter next year?
I think so. That arm challenge, with the right situation, is probably get you to the playoffs if he's in the right situation.
So, do you expect the Bears to go quarterback in the opening round this year of the NFL draft?
No doubt in my mind, the Bears will be drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, maybe Deshaun Kizer. I know there's a couple of names out there that excite a lot of the NFL scouts. There's two of them that I just mentioned. We can talk about that for another day. Biggest storyline for you going into Week 13, Brian? What is it?
For the 9-2 Oakland Raiders. I think with this injury to Gronkowski, I feel like they're the best team in the AFC. I feel like they're going to go ahead and if they get the home field advantage, if one of the top two seeds, I feel like they can represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Them or the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider, taking out the time to join us on the show. Brian, it is great to get you back on. We'll do it again next week. I appreciate the time.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you.
We're going to pause for one quick moment. We'll come back for the final touches on this Thursday edition of Drive Time Sports here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.